Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Attention, children of the night. Today's show is a service of our Amazon page. When you get ready for Halloween, please remember to shop Amazon. And when you do, go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to support the show. And the prices are so good, it's scary.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, you know, I'm on Facebook and everywhere else that I fancy myself as a bit of a lib. I'm a lefty.
No.
I think a lot of people know
you?
That. You know,
I've endorsed Bernie Sanders. It doesn't come over on the show, but those of us who know you in real life and behind the scenes, we know it.
Well, occasionally it comes out on the show. You know, I let it out there.
Oh,
you know,
No.
So I preface what I'm going to say at the opening of this show. As Republicans, right-wingers, get ready for a bit of something you're going to really, really enjoy.
Really?
Okay?
Oh. Are we going to hump Trump?
You're going to like... No, I'm not going to hump Trump.
Oh.
No, I think he's a bloviating...
Whoa.
...windbag.
Are you going to dispose of some Bernie love?
No, I'm not. Well, no, but the Bernie thing, as much as I gave a little something to Bernie to start his campaign... I got to be honest with you. I'm kind of on the Hillary wagon right now, just with all the abuse that.
You?
Well, she sat in front
wagon.
Of that. She sat in front of that committee, you know, and she
Cankles for life.
Cankles took all that crap and just was like unflappable, and I was kind of some kind of I liked that. So
I think
I'm
the
feeling
reason,
good about
the
that.
Reason you're on the Hillary bandwagon is you like her new motto, which is
just let me grab. A lozenge.
That's right. Let's grab a lozenge and make America great again.
Keep that forever. That might carry us through the entire campaign.
I hope so. Maybe for the next 8 years.
More I see her, the more I want to hump Trump. And to be fair to you,
nothing changes with you. You're a right wing zealot.
No, I wasn't a zealot.
That masks himself in a moderate.
I was,
you like you and your idiot brothers Chad and Brad.
They all like their
make America great again hats and their guns.
No, I won't wear the hat or the sweatshirt.
Dummies.
What I
make America dumb again.
Is that what
make America dumb again? Oh my God. Oh, my God.
Now we
got
it.
Oh, I have to get the hat.
Now we got it.
Get the make America dumb again. Trump, make America dumb again.
Well, what I don't like is seeing Hillary up there, and she shows no emotion. She's an android.
Would you rather have her become apoplectic like the people that were questioning her? She was, Oscar, she was told not to get emotional. She got emotional the last time she was there, and what did she get when she didn't get emotional? She got the big W. She came out smelling like a rose, but I don't want to talk about that.
No,
I told
no.
you when I prefaced this, I said this is going to make the Obama haters kind of happy today because got a phone call on Friday from my health insurance person. Now, not my health insurance person, a person who represents the health insurance company I have.
Big Health.
And she she informs me that just wanted to see if you wanted to review what you have because, of course, your rates are going to be going up next year, which I had heard. I didn't think that they were going to go up by $1 million.
No,
she
really?
Gave me
significant?
She gave me $500 a month.
Significant.
$500
just
per month.
Just for you?
No, for the family plan
must
that
be
we're
nice.
On.
Must
now I'm on
be
a
nice.
Good I'm on a good plan, but the fact
must
is
be nice.
A I don't know what and I'm not going to give you what I pay
ask
because
me,
I don't
ask me what
yes.
I pay and I'll tell
what
you
do
what
you
I
what
pay.
Do you what do you pay a month?
$312 a month.
That's exactly what you should be paying.
Oh, really? Healthy.
Why you don't
just
think
one
you
man
should,
that never goes to the doctor?
What do you think you should be paying less?
Less. If you're paying $500 for your entire family,
God.
I should
well,
be paying less.
No.
Less.
You know, you're getting an MBA. Live in the now, for Christ's sake.
That's
an incredible rate. That's
Mike
great.
Is saying that it's going up $500 a month.
Yeah.
Not he's paying.
Yeah, I'm saying it's going up
$500.
Added to my current $1,700. $1,700 a month.
Oh,
so let's
God
add.
Damn.
We get $2,200.
You got it, Mike.
$2,200 a month.
You've got a young child. We got to make sure you get to the doctor. We got to make sure it's all covered.
And also, Mike, really,
you know?
This will be what you
be
need
honest.
To do.
God,
is you really need to come down.
Still,
he's very excited. Very excited. You need to come down with something really serious and get your money's worth.
You know what? No,
the thing is, it's insane. It's insane. And I'd heard about this, and I'm saying that this suddenly makes me not to eradicate or repeal Obamacare, because if you do that, you're going to go back to an even worse situation. Mm-hmm. I don't think these insurance companies right now are getting enough, feeling enough of the pain. I think what they are doing is they are screwing everybody. And here it is. This is how it was explained to me. The only way that I will get a break on my health insurance is if I go out of pocket more or I take less coverage. That's it.
Man.
There's no gray area. There's no playing with it. That's all there is to it.
Now,
so I'm
are
saying.
You covered?
Now, everybody here, hold on. Let me finish. Yes. Because a lot of people are going to go, hey, well, it's Obamacare. It's Obamacare. No. You have to remember, prior to this, I was not able to get insurance from anyone.
But now they let
get
you pay
insurance,
for it.
You see. Mm-hmm. So that's where I am. But, I mean, what it tells me is that you're screwed no matter what. You're screwed.
Yeah.
And what are you going to be doing now that your wife's not going to be
working
anymore?
Carrie, we start on Cobra, I think, in 14 days.
That's a bridge. Health insurance.
Yeah. Okay. Because we are still currently covered. Everybody in the family goes to the doctor this week. That's the game. Because we still can do it. And I'm going to try and get
I'm doing the Cobra.
Yeah, I know. It was funny the second time, I think.
Yeah, see, he's serious now. See, this is Rob.
You care?
Now he cares.
Where?
Now he cares.
Oh, excuse me.
How dare you?
Apologize.
How dare you?
I thought it was all cookies and cream.
No. It's cake and cookies in a new episode this week, as a matter of fact.
Right. When are you going to get the part-time job at Target?
Target? Very soon, Mike. You know what? If they offered health insurance, I'd be dropping off a resume and a tape. Well, they'll say why
and
tape.
They do offer health insurance.
For part-time?
Full-time. You can still get 40 hours in with hours you put in here.
Gotta
it's still
squeeze
possible.
It in. That's right.
There you go. So anyway, I just want to say it all sucks.
Yeah.
This might be better. This might be better, but it does suck ridiculously.
Have you considered any of the changes?
I pay a fortune. Well, I have no choice.
Well, I mean, do you have dental?
We are going today. I have no dental.
Okay.
We are rolling into the local Blue Cross office today. And the only pleasure I'm going to get is that the one lady who was only helpful in that she told me what I could give up to get a lower rate.
Yeah, they love that.
I'm going to go to the other person today that works for the same company, and if they give me the same spiel, I'm going to take whatever they're suggesting, and I'm going to use the other agent so that when the other agent comes back, I'm like, oh, I went with another agent. So maybe I can share with her the disappointment that I feel when I get really no help from anybody. That's kind of where I'm at.
Well,
you know,
your insurance
they don't care. They don't give a rat's ass.
You have to be your own advocate.
You have to be your own. But there is no, the point I wanted to make, there's very little wiggle room with any of this crap, and that's the way. So even though I am insurable, and I got, I've always paid, by the way. I paid, the difference is in Virginia, before Obamacare, I paid a ton of money for garbage. For absolutely garbage. What I paid here was a ton of money, but at least I got some coverage. And I think what I'm going to end up paying is now a ton of money for less coverage, but it's still going to be better coverage than I had in Virginia.
So you're technically up.
You know what? You're at least you feel as though you're getting some coverage.
I've said this before, but I'm paying a little over $100 more ever since Obamacare, and I'm willing to do that for the greater good. The greater good.
You're paying $100 more.
Yes.
How is your coverage, though?
Same coverage.
Same exact coverage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same deal.
I think that's
we're all
the way
getting
it goes.
Screwed, blue and tattooed.
We're all getting screwed because ultimately, even with the changes and with more people being insured, you still have the insurance companies are still doing their thing.
I'm not familiar.
They're still doing their thing. They've got skin in the game. That's what they're all about.
Obviously, I'm not familiar with the details of your policy, and I don't want you to reveal them. But
with
health
insurance, you see, Rob, you pay for it monthly.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a $2 million deductible.
And then when you go.
So you cannot force to be paid any more than $2 million.
That's right.
What I was curious about.
If I get really, really sick, after $2 million, they cover everything.
I'm just wondering, will you get any coverage when you punch the person at Blue Cross in the nose? If you hurt your hand.
No, but I dread it. I dread it today.
Of course you
dread it today more than it because it is the system. It is insurance. whether it's car, home, anything, the insurance business is, it's despicable.
Yep.
It's despicable. It, to me, like so many things in the great United States of America, and by the way, and here's my left-wing spiel.
Okay? Please, please.
You know, who's going to pay for it, Bernie Sanders? Who's going to pay for it? You know what? The fact is, don't we pay out the ass in taxes anyway?
Sure.
So it's like, look, I'd be willing to give anything a shot right now. Wouldn't it be amazing, really? If you woke up, I'm just going to ask a simple question.
Okay. All right.
If you woke up first thing in the morning and you paid relatively, for the John Q. middle class, you paid relatively the same amount for your taxes.
Taxes, okay.
And you got complete coverage and you got to send your kids to college. Like they do in many countries. That's a fact. They
That's
do
true.
In many countries.
That's
wouldn't
true.
That be, ultimately, wouldn't Americans feel good about that? But you are so brainwashed in this country that the very idea of doing that is you're prevented from going there because there's so many people telling you it's a bad idea. Am I right about that?
You're
I
mean, right.
At least am I right about that part?
You're absolutely right. And
I don't know whether,
I disagree.
You know, I don't know. Of course you do.
Because
I don't know whether
people would take advantage of the system, Mike.
Who cares?
I care.
Why?
What if taking advantage of the system
it didn't
is a healthier country and a more educated electorate?
And what if it didn't affect
well,
you at
if
all?
There are guys, with all due respect, like Rob walking around, not caring about what their body looks like and what their arteries feel like,
right?
Then I'm not okay with that.
And I'm really glad he said with all due respect.
How does it affect you?
It means that I have to pay more in the long run.
No, see, there's the brainwashing. There's the continuous brainwashing.
I'm paying more right now for that same reason.
But the fact is,
you're not paying,
paying
for my arteries.
A fraction more. $100
a
month for
third.
You is a
it's
fraction.
It's a third more.
Yeah, but it's a, you don't pay enough. You don't pay enough anyway. I think you should pay more.
$10,000. I think you should.
Here's
pay.
What you know. What I think you should pay, Oscar.
What's
I think
that?
You should pay nothing. I think I should pay nothing. I think Rob should pay nothing. I think the fact that we pay out the ass in taxes the way we do, I think everybody ought to get coverage. Period. That's the way it ought to be with the taxes that we pay. With the taxes that we pay. But somehow, somewhere along the line, we got completely hoodwinked. Where everybody thinks that's a bad thing. If people get free stuff in this country, if you get free health care and free college tuition, it's a bad
thing.
Technically, why is
some
it bad?
People are getting free health care. The people that need free health care, they're getting it now with Obamacare. That's a fact.
Well, I mean, you know what? They are yes. getting it, but I think we all need it.
I agree.
Who you don't think
want,
so?
I would,
you don't think that you
I would
could
gladly
use, you could,
take free health care to save
you don't
the
think,
$300
if you
plus
had a family and you had a college-age kid, you don't think at a public university that would be a good thing for the country
yes.
for that person to get a college education?
Mike, you're talking to the – I'm the wrong audience. I'm paying out of pocket $120,000 to go to school. So
yes.
I see the value, and I'm willing to make the sacrifice and go into debt in order to do
horrible
so.
Horrible debt at probably a horrible interest rate.
That's a decent interest rate. I have a decent
But the
credit.
Fact is, yes. someone is making money on you, and
yes.
all you're trying to do is better yourself and perhaps
yeah.
better the country.
That's
at the, same
the
time
cost
by making
of
this
doing
podcast
business.
Better.
That's right. And what
well,
does
no,
America care
that's
about?
That's the cost of doing business, but it's also, I think it could be better. What would be wrong if you woke up tomorrow morning, Oscar Santana,
and all my
and
debts
suddenly
were
said,
forgiven?
You do not have, you do, you, we have forgiven that
yes.
debt. You are going to,
that would be
life
awesome,
is going to go.
Mike, but I also
awesome.
Like to go to the moon. Neither of those are going to happen.
I'd
no,
like
see,
you know
I
what
disagree.
I'd like him on the moon right about now myself.
Yeah,
I'll chip in for that.
I know. But if you make America dumb again,
yes,
you
make
know,
America
sure,
dumb again.
I'm not sure where we're going to.
I don't
end
think
up with that.
Anybody that's running for president right now can do exactly what you just said. No
I
one can do it.
I think you may be absolutely right about that. And
well, I guarantee
that,
you, he's right.
We can agree.
Yeah,
but but all this gets back to the fact that with all the talk about repealing Obamacare and all the stuff that that we're talking. Ultimately, Obamacare may be a little better for me because I was actually able to get insured.
Right.
But I am paying out the ass, like a lot of people said. Premiums are going to go up. Well, hey, Republicans, conservatives, people that want to eradicate it and go back to the insurance companies deciding whatever they decide. I want to say this plays into your argument a little bit because, yeah, the rates have gone up.
You know
the
what?
Rates have gone up.
What
me.
Disturbs
so there you
me?
Go. So they're going to like that. See, Mike, I told you.
I heard on Fox News that all that extra money you're paying, it's all going directly into Barack Obama's pocket.
That's it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Can you believe it?
That's how he's going to buy a $6 million Georgetown home. Did you hear about that?
No.
Yes, I did. Wow. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
He's looking for a new home after he moves out of the White House, and they say the best place for him to move with the security concerns is Georgetown.
Tell him not to park at CVS.
Well, the only thing is I will probably end up ponying up the extra dough because the fact is now I before the end of the year, I have to get my sex change operation at that point.
Okay. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hey, Rupe, before I forget, I really appreciate you meeting me for lunch. I know how busy you are and how tired you are.
What are friends for, Jerry?
I really wish you would think about it again, okay?
You're starting up again.
I'm asking you to take over the show for 6 weeks. What's 6 weeks?
I'll give you anything, but don't ask me to do 6 weeks. I can't take over the show for 6 weeks. I can't even take over my own life for 6 weeks. And you're asking me to do something that's impossible. It's impossible. Don't you understand? What
are you doing down there so late?
It's impossible. I'm trying to tell you that. What do you want? You want the tears to come out of my eyes?
There's got to be a way you can work it out. It's just 6 weeks.
Rupert, who are you talking to?
Mom!
What is it?
Please stop calling me.
Will you give me an answer?
All right, you got the 6 weeks. I'll give you the 6 weeks. Don't bother me. I'll give you the 6 weeks. What can I say? You happy now?
You're a tough man, Rupe.
You gotta be in this business.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
That's a clip from Robert De Niro and Jerry Lewis in The King of Comedy. Probably my favorite scene in The King of Comedy, where
he's having
a complete fantasy conversation with Jerry Lewis.
He's sitting in his basement with the cardboard cutout of Liza Minnelli.
With the cardboard cutout, and his mother's yelling at him, Mom! Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Our show today brought to you by Amazon MVP.
Oh.
Now listen to this. Something very special, ladies and gentlemen. Do you have what it takes to be an MVP? Do you aspire to greatness? Make the Mike O'Mara Show Amazon most valuable purchase. All you have to do is shop through the TMOS Amazon portal. It's real easy. Then you tell us what you bought by emailing us at MVP@MikeOmaraShow.com. Our MVPs will be featured on the show and on our Facebook page. And even better, this Christmas, 5 randomly chosen MVP listeners will truly get the MVP treatment. We'll cover the cost of your MVP item. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Anybody can win, and any purchase can win, but MVP purchases have double the chances to win.
Doppel
this holiday season. That's double the chances, so you get to enter today. You got to do that today. Any purchase made through our Amazon TMOS portal is eligible, so start shopping. Go to MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon or click on the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. So start shopping Amazon. Send us your name and your proof of purchase and get ready to win. And good luck. We want you to be our MVP this holiday season. And that's right. We're popping for 5 purchases from 5 lucky people this holiday season.
I can't wait. December's always the best time of year. And not now. We'll be giving away real prizes and fruitcakes.
Yay!
When we had this the pre-show meeting here, the guys were like, so wait a second. We're going to pay for purchases that our listeners bought through our Amazon tab? I said, yes. And then all Rob cared about was the fruitcakes. He goes, can we still give away the fruitcakes? And of course we can.
Yes, of course we can.
I look forward to that. And, you know, now with the, I hate to be all sponsor heavy, but with the whole nuts.com thing, your fruitcakes are going to be even better this
better
year.
Better than ever, because the black walnuts, they've already been ordered.
Yay. All right, that's good. So MVP, we want you to really get involved with our Amazon page. And we thank you. Oscar Santana, welcome back from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh, yeah.
Oscar went out there to see the people from Zappos in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Right. He met Frank and Moon Unit. It was a really good trip.
So you, all I know is last week I tuned in. Was it Thursday? What do you do? Tuesday go and Dukes Thursday.
Thursday we're supposed to record on. I know that because I wasn't there.
So Drab and Chad are bitching about the fact that you are doing that you were like a no show and they didn't seem to remember.
No call, no show.
No call, no show.
Yes.
And I started listening to those guys and they were talking about how you're a pathological liar.
Yes.
And you're doing all this stuff, and they were not pleased. They were not happy. And then before the show, Oscar said to me, "Well, do you think I'd ever not remember to tell?" So you're saying that they were wrong. You did say something to them,
Mike,
correct?
In my entire broadcasting career, I never purposely, and I don't think accidentally, ever no called, no showed a single program I was ever a part of. That is a tenement of broadcasting,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, true. I think we can all say that. Yeah,
it's a tenant.
Tenant.
No, it's a tenement.
It's a tenement, Mike.
What it is? Literally. It is a
tenement.
It is a six-floor walk-up.
I mentioned it last week.
Brooklyn.
I mentioned it now.
With no running water.
Yes.
And very little electricity. One bare bulb hanging in the middle of the room. 10 families living in a room.
No health insurance.
Oscar, abandons us more than any other of the three of us.
He always warns us.
It goes. Oscar, Mike, Rob. Rob is the one that really, minds the store more than anybody else. Oscar blasts out more than anybody, and I do my little road trips where I say, guys, can I take the day to travel? And you guys are very generous with that. But we've never had a problem with communication because everybody always says,
we see each other every day.
Yeah, we know what's going on. So I was very surprised when I, and I have to say pleased, when I tuned into the Big O and Duke show and I saw that they were just, lambasting Oscar. And remember, I came in last week after he was gone and talked about how he was, or did I talk about when he was here? No, I never talk about it. I don't remember. But he came in, he was kind of had that attitude, right, Rob?
We talked about the attitude when he was absent.
Yeah, when he was absent.
Talk about me behind my back.
Yeah, well,
oh, absolutely.
Easier,
something we're getting. Well, that's one of the privileges we get when you're
the
not here.
Beautiful
and we are.
Things about this job.
A glorious thing, really.
So you're telling me that you did let them.
Well,
know.
I wanted to address this on Big O and Dukes, but I'll address it here as well. And great cross
promotion. That pisses them off, too, so I like to
great
do
cross
stuff
promotion,
that,
by the way. So I'm just going to do it and then I'll do it there again if necessary. Mm-hmm. So.
Have you talked to any of them at all?
Look, I got on a plane Thursday afternoon. We had a business meeting, Mike, on Thursday afternoon as well.
Yes.
And he said, when are you leaving? I said, I'm hitting the road now. Got to get to BWI Airport.
Yeah, I actually had a business meeting with Oscar and spoke to him. I said, so when are you leaving? He said, I am on the road to the airport as we speak.
Yes.
So that happened.
So,
which is nice.
Got on the
plane.
That
is nice. That's nice, right?
Got on the plane and then landed, and I started receiving a litany of texts from Drab T-shirt saying, are you okay? Where are you at? We're worried about you. And I said, well, this is strange because I remember talking to Drab T-shirt last Tuesday and telling him I'd be in Las Vegas.
Now, he's a busy man. He produces
the junkies
show.
Los Yankees, as my mom would say, yes.
Hold on, what did she call them?
Los Yankees.
Los Yankees.
Yes. Los Yankees, yes. He does that. And
he had a big engagement as well, so I'm sure that just that took the wind out of his sails as far as knowing that his co-host and his partner in crime is going to be gone the following week, right? That's it.
Right.
So,
yeah,
and I also told Chad individually as well. Both of them the week before.
Why do you think Chad was able to tune it out or accidentally was able to forget?
I don't know, but it's not too much to ask that one of those guys remembers.
Right.
I don't think so.
Well, Chad's got a radio show. They both double dip. They, yes. It's not like here where we hang on every word.
That's right.
So
where we don't have anything else going
when I
on
heard,
in our lives.
We can sit and talk about at our schedules at length, and then I'll go home and email to remind you what we just talked about.
Yes.
Hey, want to remind you.
I wrote them both, and I said, hey, Drab, sorry about the miscommunication, but I had talked to you about it last week. And he said, no problem. I wrote Chad. I said, hey, we discussed this last week because I had said, well, maybe you want to record on Wednesday because I'm going to be gone Thursday. And he said he did not recall. That being said, I never have, and still to this day, have never no call, no show.
Well, they were doing a lot of discussion playing fast and loose with the truth.
Yes.
And I was, I think I came in on our show and I said, when sometimes now, when it's not really bad, it's never really been bad. But
no,
when Oscar
not.
Will tell me, like, we have a business meeting at 3 o'clock, and he'll do it in such a way where he'll say, well, we have a meeting at 3 o'clock. And he'll say it in such a way where I don't trust it. Do you know what I'm talking? Wasn't I saying that, Rob?
Yeah,
where I
was, well, that
where I was hearing those guys.
But it's because
Oscar tends to exaggerate a little bit.
No, it's because you don't care about the details. We've had a 3 o'clock meeting for the last year.
That is a
about
lie.
This business.
That is another
about
lie. Another one of your
business.
Many, many lies.
Yeah, and this is what Chad does. When
That's
I call him out, they say
many,
I'm lying.
Many, many
I'm
lies.
Not lying. I'm simply stating the truth right now. We've had a 3 o'clock meeting on Thursdays for
right.
the last year about this business.
Well, wait. I mean, what I'm saying is when you said it to me last Thursday, I didn't trust it because
is
I
it
thought.
Is it the tone
yeah,
in which he
it's
presents
his tone.
It?
But
well,
it's
when
the
Oscar
truth.
Will say something, Oscar will say, nah, we've done that for five months. We've done that for 5 months every day. And I don't trust it because, I don't care why I don't trust it. I just don't trust it. Doesn't matter why I don't trust it.
Is it a
it's
dismissive
just that I don't
tone
trust
that trust that you
it's
distrust?
A tone, it's a tone Oscar has when he
yes.
When he takes that tone that just makes me fills me with mistrust.
That doesn't make sense.
I don't expect it to
make
sense. I'm not trying to let it make sense. I'm trying to tell you the way I feel. I
well,
love you like a son.
You're a broadcaster. Explain your feelings. Tell
well,
me.
The feelings are, how do I do this? Because it is irrational, and I don't expect to make any logical points here.
Yes.
But because, so the feeling is sometimes, well, it's the same reason. How many times have I talked to you about your MBA and that you're going to be, you know, going on to take your job at an investment banking house, and you're going to leave us in the dirt. And I said, just train your replacement or make sure you stay on. And you've said yes. to me every single time, you say, because you get, I'm sure you get exasperated with it. You said, Mike, I'm not leaving. I'm doing this because I like this business. I want to stay in this business. I want to help the Mike O'Mara show. I want to do that. And you say it constantly because I'm, well, that's the whole thing. And it's not rational necessarily.
It's, you know what it is? It's because, and I read a book about that. I think I actually recommended this book on Audible. It's called Give and Take, right?
I believe you did
yes,
recommend
I did,
it.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
It's because you're a taker and you can't understand someone just giving.
Oh, no, Mike's a giver. Right. Mike's a giver.
Oh, he's a
Oscar,
taker.
You have never called me a taker before.
You're not
you've
a
never,
taker.
Well,
you've never
the,
called me a taker.
In the grand scheme of things, you are a taker. If you read the book, and I love you, to take the moment, to take the opportunity to do so, because it really is, it blows by. It talks about people being
givers.
Will
you give it to me for free?
Yeah, because then you can take it.
Give it about for free. People, I might look at it.
People being givers.
Or I might take it and put it into the garbage.
Givers, takers, and matchers.
Take out the trash.
And really.
You know, you realize that yes. I've used the term taker long before you have. And I you realize that I've used that with individuals. And you know that how much that deeply offends and hurts me when you say that.
Well, I'm not saying.
That,
look,
you know.
I don't know what your definition of it is, but according to the book, you are
Let me
a taker.
Say,
it doesn't
the
make
definition
you a bad
of it is they rode in a separate car. That's my definition
no.
of it, okay?
I remember. That's what, that's
they weren't it. Takers,
The three
Mike.
People in this room were the givers.
Mike, they weren't takers. They were lazy. That's two different things.
I think yes. they
two
might walk
things.
Hand in hand.
Right, two right, different okay. things.
All right. So, we'll continue this fascinating
Please.
Discussion as to why I'm a taker. You bastard. Anyway, we'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Carla O'Mara. And
Hi,
I've
Carla.
Been doing a lot of thinking lately.
Yes.
About
Rob
Spiewak's bag.
Thank you.
Rob loves a That's, lot of things.
If I'm going to make rules, if I'm going to make rules for others, I have to make rules for myself. That is a promo. That,
you know what you
know.
Did? You just took that promo away.
Yeah,
I took
and
it
we asked you to give
taker.
Us a new
taker.
Promo, and you promised us one, and you never
I know,
because
I take and take and yes. take. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let me give you this commercial here.
Please.
Welcome back to the show, brought to you by SeatGeek. Well, folks, the NFL season is rocking. Quite a day for our beloved Burgundy and Gold
oh
yesterday.
My gosh, yeah.
You know what, Redskins fans? Are you thinking about it? Yeah, you are. You know you are. You know with your HTTR you are thinking about getting back into the stadium. You know you are. SeatGeek is the place to get tickets to this week's game. Well, they have a bye week, but next week's game if you're a Redskins fan, but any team around the country that
sure.
you like. Our listeners can use promo code TMOS on the SeatGeek app and get a $20 rebate off their first SeatGeek purchase. SeatGeek does tons of things that other ticketing sites don't. SeatGeek pulls in ticket options from everywhere to create a one-stop shop for tickets. Virtually every ticket option on one page. No need to go anywhere else. SeatGeek also has DealScore. DealScore calculates the value of every ticket. I love this. They rank them from 1 to 100, then color code them so you can tell at a glance the best ticket at the best value. There is no easier way to get tickets and do it online. No more typing in squiggly letters that you can't read. Just two quick taps. No faster way to buy tickets. To redeem your promo code and save $20 on tickets, just download the free SeatGeek app today and enter the code TMOS in the app. Then SeatGeek will send you $20 when you make your first SeatGeek purchase, and every ticket on SeatGeek is backed by a 100% guarantee. Download that free SeatGeek app and use the code TMOS today. This commercial given to you by Mike O'Mara.
Can I throw something in real quick, Mike? Oscar gave me something last week. Yes. He gave me a request for Halloween music all week.
Yes.
And so I worked on the playlist over the weekend. Every song we play this week will tie into Halloween, and I'll post our playlist at MikeO'MaraShow.com/music. So if you want to get in on any of the Halloween music or put together a playlist for your Halloween party, check it out. Mike, this is Fred Schneider and the Shake Society, his solo project from the B-52s. It's There's a Monster in My Pants.
Oh, turn it up. Please. Let's listen.
There's a monster in my pants, and I'm going to the log shack. I'm going to find a monster in the wall. He's a scary little monster, and I'm very, very white. And I'm talking like a rapper, there's but I don't sound like one.
And then it wants to have some fun. Yeah, when it lies up in the air, all the people stop and stare.
Sexual innuendos.
I don't see any.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Very
the monster is haunting his pants.
Okay, so we're back on the Mike O'Mara Show. We're talking with Oscar Santana, who just got back from... taking a few days in Las Vegas, yes. And that accused
phenomenal.
Me of being a taker. Getting back to where it was.
Yes.
So when I heard that your other radio compadres were talking about I believe they called you a pathological liar.
Yeah, there's this running bit on the Big O and Duke show.
That's some good bit.
I did not. I'll tell you. I just can tell you, I don't listen to the show religiously.
You should.
But when
you
I
should.
When I
you
do
should.
Listen to the show occasionally, it was not my impression listening to them say pathological liar that they were doing a bit. But
well,
perhaps
regardless.
They were.
You know, in the old days, like when you would subscribe to a magazine, they would say you take a magazine. Do you take the Saturday Evening Post? What you should do, Mike, is you should take the Big O and Dukes podcast.
I listen to it. I don't know why I I was actually... Oh, you know, occasionally people will put up our show and their show on Facebook.
It's
and
okay.
You're on
a
link
P1.
And I was
really respect that. Really means the world. You listen to the program. I appreciate
okay,
it.
Okay, my pleasure.
So the guys, just like what in our last break, if you're just joining us, Mike accused me of lying for something I didn't lie about, and that's
well. Hold
the
on.
Bit.
Did I accuse him of lying?
Yes, you accused me of lying about the
3 o'clock
meeting.
Wait, no. I'm not asking you, Oscar. Okay. I'm asking
what was laid out there is that there was a tone in what he said that made you distrust him. You never said it was lying. You said it was a tone that conveyed distrust on your behalf.
Yeah, because the fact is that I'm not accusing you of lying because you didn't lie. I'm talking about before you went to Vegas when you said, and I talked about this on the show, when you said there was a 3 o'clock meeting on Thursday, there the tone, I said, for some reason, I don't trust it until it actually happens. So I didn't accuse you of lying. I said, I don't trust you.
You were on guard.
Okay, look. I know this.
At the ready.
The only people that accuse me of lying or they don't trust me for one reason or another.
Oh, yeah, but they're two separate issues.
Are both those issues. Those only people that I ever have to deal with this are the people I do shows with. That
and
is
you know
the
what?
Common thread.
As a neutral party, let me throw this in.
It's because everybody else is terrified of confronting him.
Well, no, it's not so much that. I think what it is that...
confronting
takes,
me of what?
It's, I don't know.
Mike, it takes a strain...
Throw it out there, I think, like I'm doing everything.
I think you guys are desperately scared of me leaving and not running this business. And every time I tell you all that I'm not leaving, that this is the bread and butter and whatever other opportunities come my way.
We'll say that a couple more times. We'll see how it works by the end of the week. Anyway, I'm not desperately afraid of anyone leaving, pal. You know, I'm desperately away of falling down the stairs. I'm desperately
okay.
afraid
and Mike,
of having a massive
you're
heart
not
attack.
Desperately afraid, then are you concerned? Is that
of
fair?
Of you, I am concerned that I am not prepared well enough.
Okay. Well, then get your ducks in a row. Get your ducks in a row, and we don't have to have this conversation anymore.
Well,
legitimately. Because the only people that I had to deal with this BS from are people I do shows with. The people who, by the way...
You seem like you're getting upset.
The people who I, by the way, do the most work for. most work for it. Yes. I might not do it here on the program, but off the air, you don't know what's being turned, what's being asked for, what's being produced, what's being brought to the table. And I don't have to show you guys. You know why? Because I'm a giver.
He's a giver. And also, there is an odd sort of a DNA makeup of the broadcaster. And we see it because we've worked with so many for so long. It is a weird mindset that allows the people that do what we do to do what we do.
True.
And I think one of the threads that runs through us all is perhaps suspicion and distrust, even among those we love. And, and that's the why. It's the way we're wired.
But also, do you think that part of that probably has to do with the business that we're in?
Of course. Of course.
I mean, we're in a business that and when you go, and especially when you go through, you know, what I really went through a very long period. No, even when I was not getting canned, I went through that. I went through a lot of crappy, dishonest situations that I never was happy about. And I was a trusting person before I started this crap business that we're in. And then it wears on your soul.
It does.
It does.
But we're in a different place now, but it's hard to drop what we went through 25 years of.
That's what I don't understand, and I'm never going to put myself or pretend I can in your shoes or Chad's shoes or Drab's shoes or
no. But when you make a comment like you say that we're desperately afraid of
that's the way
you're looking at it as you know, from kind of a negative perspective, as opposed to I would put it more along the lines of, I do value what you do and I like what you do on the show, but you know, to be honest with you, I hate to burst your bubble, but I mean, and I mean it because I really do value what you do, but I don't desperately I can't. I've never gotten myself to that place because I love working with Rob. I love working with you, Oscar.
Yes.
I love working with everybody on the show. But if I ultimately put that much faith to the point where I would be in a desperate situation if that person left, my career wouldn't last that long.
You're focusing too much on the desperate word. What I'm saying is this, is that
you said it, I didn't say it.
Well, I'm just saying. And I right afterward, I said,
never
maybe not desperate.
Said I'm sorry?
I said, maybe not desperate, but there is concern.
And Mike, really, we're putting too much value on any time he chooses a word. That's not his strong suit.
This is the problem, fellas. You don't have a backup plan. I suggest you get one in place, and then we don't have to have this conversation anymore. Bottom line.
Wow. What does that mean? So you're saying what?
I'm not leaving. But if you think I am, get somebody in. Get someone in place here, just in case I do.
What have I really been talking to you about for probably 6 or 7 months?
I'm not going to get that guy in my place. You want me to add more to my plate? No.
No, I mean, I think that
that's not going to happen.
The fact that, wow, I'm very confused now. I mean, I'm really.
I'm not. This is very clear.
Then tell the truth.
I will never get through to you that I just want to work on this program and build this. And if it means bring somebody else on to have redundancy for you so we don't have to have this conversation anymore or these awkward back and forths, then I'm totally cool with that. That's what it means.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And that's on me.
That's not on you.
You said you're not going to do that, so you're the business manager. So, I mean, I just don't have time for the business.
Do you think Rob's going to step up and ask, hey, what do you do every day? He hasn't yet.
Well, that's true. That's
valid.
That's interesting.
Pony hasn't. Nobody does.
But
I just toil all day making sure that this enterprise runs, and nobody asks, hey, what are you really doing all day? Like, if you saw the amount of work I lay into both these enterprises, I think...
Well, I don't think anybody's questioning your efforts.
I think people would have a different attitude towards what my real buy-in into this business is.
Okay, so you're talking about the fact that people not questioning you. Well, I think what you get into is, and since we're talking turkey here, I think what you do is you have a tremendous amount of self-confidence. You do. You have almost to a fault. I mean, because sometimes in our business, those of us that are on this end of the microphone, we take our insecurities and we actually put it out on the air. Let me finish.
It's confidence.
Hold on. Let me just finish my point. We put it out on the air because I think everybody has those insecurities.
Right.
And I think people like that. At the same time, you know, sometimes in business, in radio, in anything. If you are too confident, that can end up biting you in the ass. And I think when you're dealing with people that come from that place of always wanting approval, always wanting, like any showbiz, comedians, actors, disc jockeys, anything. When you come from that other side, which you do a little bit, you're not as pure a broadcaster as other people that I've done shows
with
before.
That's absolutely true.
So you come at it from everything, almost a Trump kind of, you know, everything I do is the best.
Bravado.
I'm 100%, blah, 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 like that. So that in and of itself, yes, the way you conduct yourself lends itself to the people that are more on our side of the business being a little insecure. Is that a fair assessment, do you think?
The only reason I'm this confident is because we built this business from the ground up. So we have failed, I have failed, and then succeeded over and over and over again. And I'm so confident.
I'm not sure I understand what
you mean. I'm saying when you build a business from the ground up, you get to fail multiple times, and then you get to succeed. So when I say something is going to happen, I'm pretty confident because of A, B, and C that I've done in the past.
And you're annoyed when people question your commitment to this show. If we can cut through all the crap, you get annoyed when people question your commitment to the show.
Either show.
When you say that long term.
Yes, because. And in the long run, I don't think...
So they do the same thing on your other show.
Yeah, I don't think a confident man would...
There's a difference between that other show. Both those guys have day jobs.
I don't think...
I get a little free pass on that.
I don't think a confident man, if I was too confident or overconfident, would be going back to school, spending his own money to learn more about the actual process of business.
Mm-hmm.
That's a man who, in my eyes, is humble enough to say, I'm putting my money where my mouth is, and I'm going back... And I'm sacrificing my immediate future for the long term.
Well, let's continue. This is really, really good. I think this is very, very healthy. You know, I don't like taker. Just write these words down.
Okay.
Because I will disassociate myself from you if you say taker or that's desperate fine. Again. Those are two words that piss me off. So we can continue if you would be nice enough not to use
I'm
those
totally
words.
Totally cool with that.
So thanks no screenplay so called The Desperate Taker?
The Desperate Taker.
None of that.
I'll get on a plane to D.C. today. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Therapy Hour.
Intense for it. What good would common sense for it do?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. It's tough to run a small business. You got to ABC always. Always be closing, baby.
That's right.
Well, ABC is easy as 1, 2, 3 with Vistaprint.com. You can get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under 10 bucks. Trust me, there is nothing greater than whipping out a beautiful Vistaprint card to make a first impression with a client. You can choose from Vistaprint's great templates or add your own logo or artwork. It's easy to customize in every way and make a card that is all about you. You can upgrade to their signature stock, add a fancy finish, go double-sided or even raised print. Vistaprint does it all. They even do banners, apparel, flyers, postcards, invitations, anything you need for home or business. Plus, Vistaprint has the best customer service and they guarantee you'll be happy. Just remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That's a 50% savings. Great quality, easy to customize, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. If you're not happy, Vistaprint will make it right. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, TMOS. Don't wait. Go to Vistaprint.com and order today. ABC, baby.
ABC,
always,
baby.
Be closing.
Nice.
Okay, we're talking with the many moods of Oscar Santana to get a little clear picture of what's in his head as Oscar took some crap on his other show, and we gave him some crap on this show, and we're talking about trust and takers and givers
and desperation
and quiet desperation.
I didn't use that word
no,
again.
I'm just kidding.
That's buddy Rob.
I think
that's
what
Rob Spiewak that did that.
I think what we have here is
a failure.
It's not one thing
we do is communicate.
We do communicate. Oscar has something that is so different than you and I, and it's that confidence. And it sometimes can be interpreted as being brash, some bravado, maybe some machismo.
So very true.
Whereas Mike and I are, I'll speak for you, Mike. Correct me if I'm wrong. We always have an underlying insecurity, which is why I think we're always trying to be funny, which is why I think we're always trying to seek approval in some manner.
I'll tell you what it is with me is I don't have any insecurities about what I do. What I have insecurity about is everything behind the scenes of what I do. Mm-hmm. So as far as coming out
I meant
and
insecurity,
doing a show and
not so
that.
Much an insecurity about that, but I mean, I think our internal wiring is that of a slight insecurity. I think that's what put us where we are now.
When you do that, you know, I have that with my family.
Sure.
I have that with my coworkers. I have that. That's the way that it rolls. And I think everybody, you're looking for approval. When you're in a business of show, you're always looking for approval. When it comes to Oscar specifically with me, Oscar creates a lot of relationships behind the scenes and actually does. I've given him a lot of keys to the store as far as running the business side of things. So he is a valued part of what I do. And so when I get insecure about him and what his plans are, it is because he's absolutely right. That you know, I don't have a backup plan. And he said, you know, maybe I wouldn't have to go through this crap if you had a backup plan. So with that said, right now, if you're interested in working in a business capacity for the Mike O'Mara Show, please contact me via Facebook. And
Mike, I have Ralph Renzi on the phone.
Yes. No, I do not want to do
take
that.
Take over,
right,
please.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, no, but what are you going to do if somebody takes over? You love this.
Me?
You love the behind-the-scenes stuff. That's what you do.
10th, 100th, 30th time. I don't know what time, how many times. I love doing this show. I love it. I absolutely
do. But do you love doing the behind-the-scenes stuff that you...
No.
That
you You know what's fun? Right. This is fun. Dealing with emails about the app, not fun.
Right.
Yeah.
Making sure the app is ready for the new iOS operating system and coordinating that, not fun. Making sure that our advertisers are getting their spots and we're not messing that up, not fun. Making sure that the checks are coming in on time and we can accurately forecast the cash flow, not fun. Making sure that you're paid and you get your adequate stipend and so is Rob and everybody else, not fun.
Right.
Those are just a handful of not fun things. But it's part of the business.
I have some very, very bad news.
Oh, no.
For you.
Yes.
There is no way that you're going to be able to stop doing that. Thank you. That's all there is to. Well, no, there isn't. I mean, you know, I can't. You know what? You have a skill set, and you know, it's what it is.
And I'm doubling down.
Would you not realize though that when you took over some of these duties for the business side of things, would you not say that you kind of realized early on that you had an aptitude for it?
Yes.
That you had a skill.
I was lucky enough that I had a foundation in marketing and business that I was like,
and okay. It kind of worked. And it felt married to your skill set.
I can do this.
And you know, you've said it. You brought it from your business school.
Yes.
Everybody's good at something.
Yes.
And seriously, that's one thing that we've actually gotten very good. I would say in the past 12 months, one of our greatest developments is that
we
have a tight business and we're all doing what we excel at.
So what my point is,
or are good at.
And where I guess what rubbed me the wrong way about the bit you guys did on Friday and the bit the guys did on Thursday is that, you know, like I love doing this show more than anything else. And I love doing Big O and Dukes. It's probably my first passion because I was able to develop that program with Chad more than anything else. The idea that someone could question my buy-in into either program floors me. Absolutely floors me.
Why do you think that, and we do give you, I mean, I don't give you a lot of crap. I give the other guys a lot more crap than I give you. And I give you much more of a free pass than they do on that other show.
Yeah, but we really break balls
they've known
all
you a
over
long
the
time.
Place.
Sure. We break balls all over the time.
And I'm
why
cool
do you
with
think,
breaking balls.
But the ball busting that, and I'll take Drab out of the equation, although Drab piles on too. Much more than Rob does. The crap that Chad gives you and the crap that I give you are kind of similar. Why do you think that is? And I ask you because I really don't know.
If I knew that answer, I would have mitigated that a long time ago. I don't know.
You can't defuse a bomb you don't understand.
I don't know. I don't know if I should cut the red wire, the blue wire, or the green wire. I have no idea.
You have said to me in the past, you have said that I'm a very generous person.
Yes.
You have said that to me. And then you have, and I have said to you, And I will say this to you publicly.
Okay.
As far as thoughtfulness and yes. generosity towards me, towards my family, you know, you've been terrific in that. I mean, you really, really have. You've done more for me than a coworker has ever done as far as personally, like whether, you know, it's something for my daughters, whether it's that you've been, you know, and both of you guys get on a plane and fly down. I never had that relationship with coworkers. All the other times I've worked with people, I've never had that. So I value that. So I do say to myself sometimes that but I would be lying, and I wish it was different. I wish I could wake up in the morning and not have the insecurities that I have about everybody I work
and
with.
And I don't think Mike and people...
Even Pony Boy.
People ask
I know, me. I go off, seriously, I go off on Pony Boy, and I'm like, eh, it's pretty rough on Pony Boy. You know, don't want him to... didn't I tell you, Pony, after Friday when I was going off on everybody, I said, have a nice weekend.
Yeah, you did. You weren't looking at me, but you did.
No, hold on. Hold on. I texted you when you fixed everything you were supposed to fix. Oscar, I don't know if you listened to Friday's show.
It's a matter of tone, Mike. Like, when Oscar says there's a meeting, and when you say have a nice weekend to Pony, it's all about tone.
Oscar, on Friday's show, we were cruising along, and I had a dinner with Twitch on Friday night, and I thought it'd be fun to call our old guy Twitch,
yes.
just because he's goofy and he's twitchy and he's funny on the air. And so I said, let's call him up.
I heard what happened, yes.
And none of the guys had it ready to go, and so I kind of had a meltdown. You want to talk about redundancy? I think that's the kind of redundancy we ought to have. I ought to have it here, too, to be honest with you.
You know why they didn't have it ready to go? It's because everybody's good at something, and I'm great at pulling up Skype.
That's it. He's Skype.
Yeah. And that, to me, with
He's
your multiple
Skype
skill sets, I don't exactly think that's the one you need to go to a 2-week boot camp to learn how to do. Okay? When Tony told me it was complicated, and I said, how long would it take? He said, oh, 10 minutes. That's when I got a little bit hot. But
oh,
then
as
I
you
said,
should.
You know. So it's with everybody. You should know this. It's not like you're in an exclusive club. It's the way it is. And, you know, when I look back, and my God, boys, you realize we are coming up on 6 years of this little enterprise.
Wow.
That deserves a round of applause. 6 years. You know, I think that I do value it. I think that's my way, and maybe that's the way I best can explain it to all of you. When I'm giving you crap about the fact that I don't know where you're going or I'm not trusting something that's going on, it really is my way of saying that you're valued. And that's not good enough, I know.
No, it's all right. Just like when that woman from Cops, she's like, but he loves me.
No, I don't think it's like that.
He didn't mean to hit me. He really loves me.
You know what? I don't value you anymore. I don't value you at all.
No, he's just devalued.
I hope you leave tomorrow.
But
what?
You used an interesting phrase. You said, you know, you're not part of an exclusive club, but I think everyone in this room and on this Skype call is in an exclusive club, and that's why we can be so open, and we can yell at each other.
I like that.
I just got a new one, because this is for Mr. Confidence.
Yes.
This is great. This is now. Don't get mad when I bring this up.
All right, please
don't. But I do not want you to get mad.
I won't get mad.
But this is a moment where listeners, and this speaks to Oscar's insecurity.
All right.
Oscar is very confident in business, in networking and social. He's confident around the inner workings of the show when he's here. Where there might be a little bit
of a glimmer,
a crack in the foundation here is that I don't know about his confidence as being part of this show. I know he knows that the Big O and Duke show is his show. He talks about it that way. There were listeners that said hi to Oscar, said, we're listening to you right now, and they said that Oscar said, oh, that's Mike's show.
It's your show.
But see, that Rob
We've
would not do that.
We've talked about this. It's your
but
show.
Rob would not do that. Because
oh,
the
I
fact
think Rob
is,
knows it's your show.
Well, I know. No, but I do know it's your show, but I would always say
My name's on the show.
But if someone said, I'm listening to you right now, I would say thank you for listening to our show. I would.
Exactly. They would not volunteer to the listeners 10 minutes before an appearance that you were going to be part of that it was Mike's show.
In my eyes, you would say thank you for listening. It's your show. And
but
you've told us it's your show.
But that's the no,
on
no,
the
no,
air
on.
You've told
no, no,
us
no,
here.
No, I'm not gonna take that. That is not true. The fact is that I look at it that I work collaboratively. I have always worked collaboratively from the beginning of time. Even when I was working with Don, and it was the Mike. Don and Mike show, and in my mind, I knew that he was the guy that set the table and most often set the agenda for that show. I considered it my show, and I am here to say this to you before. I don't want an explanation.
Okay.
I would like to say publicly to Rob and to Oscar that this is your show, and even though it's got my name on it, I wish you to look at it as your show. And I know they joke on the other show. I know they joke on the other show about the fact that you're that it's Rob and my show, that you're not even there, and I know they do that shtick, and that's hurtful to me because that's not that's not the way I look at it. That's not the way I look. You
well,
know,
I think at one point, Chad did ask me, he said, why do you feel like it's Mike's show? And I explained it on that program. This is a couple years ago now.
All right.
I remember that.
And
I remember that.
Yeah, but I look, this is huge. Mike, I really do, as far as the program is concerned, think of it as our show now, right?
And you know, this is why you should. This is why you should, because you know what? There are, look, is it every day? No. Do most often the days come in, I come in, I got my little spiel that I'm talking about. But really, there are many, many days where, Oscar, you'll come back from something. Something happened right to you. You want to talk about it. And you get carte blanche to talk about that, and you would always get caught. If there was something you, either one of you guys came in and said,
anytime anyone comes in and says, I've got something, and if we value it enough, Mike, he throws the reins.
So please, a listener says that to you, you should say, thank you. Thanks for listening to me.
What about when listeners say, Mike doesn't really let you talk?
Shut up, Oscar.
Well, no, Oscar, Rob and I have both been accused over the years of cutting you off and interrupting you too, and I can address those listeners right now. Be honest, even with everything I just said, listener, that might feel that way, if you think that we don't let Oscar talk enough, it's because he's just not as interesting as we are.
True enough. We have an internal gauge, do we not?
And also he has a little more difficulty expressing his points.
Finding the words.
But other
back
than that,
to my TPS reports.
Yes. No. So I don't know. I at the end of the day, when people, and you took a lot of crap. You took a lot of crap on your other show. You took a little crap on this show. And I think, I don't know, do you feel like you got your head around it a little bit as to why that happens? I know it's still frustrating.
No, I still don't know it's the red wire, the green wire, the blue wire.
Ask me any question you want right here in a public forum, and we got a couple minutes left. You can ask me any question you want as to, and maybe you can figure out about the red wire. And because I think it's healthy to do it. And I think it's healthy to do it on the air and not do it off
with contracts in place. My body of work, why is there still any ounce of hesitation that my buy-in isn't 100%?
You know what? That's a good question, and I'm not sure I can give you the right answer. And maybe there should be. That's the question I have.
Let me throw this out and just see if it holds any water.
Yes.
Is it because after you have been a disc jockey now for nigh on 40 years, Mike?
Yes.
Have you ever met another disc jockey that ever made any step towards bettering himself? And does it scare you? Because disc jockeys just don't go back to school. This is a very noble thing. This is something I love about you, something I appreciate. But as a radio guy, disc jockeys don't go to college. Disc jockeys get out of college.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Let me ask you,
weird.
That is absolutely fair.
It's foreign
weird
behavior.
It is weird.
I don't have a great answer for that. That might be part of it. I don't know. I think that when I see somebody doing that, I feel as though that course of action that you're taking is kind of, as Rob said, maybe moving you in another direction, which would not be doing this. But let me just also say to our listeners, because this is important when we're putting this out on the air, I want everybody that might be insecure about different things about the show. I think Oscar has said again and again that one of the main things he wants to do is enhance this business that he has started and this business that he's working on right now. And I know it probably hurts your feelings when I question that
Does, if I'm being honest. Deep down it does.
Then you know what? Then I commit to you. I'm going to try to do it a hell of a lot less because I don't think it's healthy either. I don't think it's just 1 second here. Could we perhaps get the child to be quiet?
Hey, you know what would be great? Why can't you send...
I am doing a show.
Can't you send him to school?
Lord.
Well, have another question. His
his buy-in?
His buy-ins.
Who would not want to be a part of this? All right, as he gets into his teens, won't that be special?
That'll be nice.
Well, I feel better. I hope you do.
I feel
much a little
better.
Bit
Thank
better,
you.
And I hope you don't catch too much crap on the other show. No? You shouldn't, because you said that the most important thing is you said you told those guys.
Both of them.
And by the way, here's some cross promotion.
Yes. That,
and Oscar knows how difficult this is for me. They've got their big Halloween party.
Thank you.
Big Halloween
Saturday.
Party coming up Saturday night, Hordoween at the Mad Fox Tavern in
Falls Church.
Costumes?
So please go out there
costumes,
and see.
Costume contest. Yeah,
costumes and lots of money, too. They're going to be giving yes. away lots Excellent. Of money. So go out and do that, all right? Yeah, I did
Thank
it.
Thank you, Mike.
Do it again.
Thank you.
God, I hate
you. You know what that was, Mike?
Right?
Take that, big shooter! All right, very
that
good.
That was a very giving thing to do.
Thanks. Gave my job away. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills. Yeah, that's right, and don't ever ask me to be over that. Thank you. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills on the Michael Maris Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Tony Perkins.
I am Gary Stein.
On this week's episode of the show, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, Darlene Love.
Right here on our show.
She's got a brand new album out. It is wonderful. She is live with us. You are going to love it. Also, Mike Stone's Antiquated Expressions.
He's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Check it out at TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the new Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. If we get a chance when he's not doing vacation relief, is there a chance we could, sometime before the holidays, get Mr. Tony Perkins, maybe even Gary Stein, to pop into the old show? Whoa, whoa. I'd love to sit in with
I put guys. their oversexed producer on that to speak to Tony about it. We'd love to have Tony in the very near future. Absolutely.
I look forward to that. I didn't get the bad news. Anyway, it's
tomorrow,
we have
maybe?
Plenty of time. Tomorrow I'll talk about
nice.
Something that came out of the dinner with Twitch that was pretty terrific.
Oh, cool.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Love waking up in the morning because I love waking up to Harry's A Better Shave. I will tell you, my Harry's razor that I've been using, I feel like I've been using it for 6 months. I have so many extras that Rob sends me all the time, and they're just sitting there because
they never wear out.
They don't wear out. They last.
Never get dull.
It is a razor, three high-quality razors that come in, well, they're three high-quality German blades, and a bottle of the best shaving cream ever. That is the wonderful starter set, and it ships straight to your door for just $10. Harry's is the best. They were started by two guys with a passion for shaving, so much better than the drugstore prices. They will ship directly to you with no middleman. You'll get the best shave and factory direct prices, always free shipping and always 100% guaranteed. Get your Harry's razor and see how long it lasts, folks. It's Harry's.
Yep.
Say goodbye to choosing between expensive brands or cheap disposables and say hello to Harry's high quality blades at a price that you will absolutely love. Go to harrys.com right now and enter the code TMOS at checkout to get $5 off your first purchase. That's a month's worth of shaving for just $10 with the TMOS code at checkout. Harrys.com and the code TMOS. It is simply, ladies and gentlemen, the best.
News.
Jimmy Fallon.
He's cute.
Jimmy Fallon. He suffered another freak injury to his hand.
Oh, no.
Trip over
weird.
Trip over a dwarf.
It's kind of weird.
No, it's not. The freak injury? That's wrong. Stop
yeah, well,
that,
he has he has no hands now that aren't injured.
No hands. He has no hands.
What's the
he
new
has
injury?
No hands. Back in June, Jimmy had surgery on his left hand after he tripped. He fell. He almost ripped a finger off when a ring he was wearing got caught on a table. Over the weekend, Jimmy was in Massachusetts to receive a Harvard Lampoon Award. During the celebration, he tripped and fell. And I didn't get any detail on that that lampoon. Did they give him like one of the Hasty Pudding Awards? Is that what
normally
they gave him?
Normally, if he gets the Hasty Pudding Award's a big deal. That would be mentioned, I would think.
But the lampoon, isn't it normally when they're giving somebody crap?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it is. NBC's got a big machine.
They're quashing it.
During the celebration, he tripped and he fell while holding a bottle of Jaeger. The bottle smashed and he cut his hand. What happened apparently is that he tripped over a girl who kneeled in front of him as he was turning around. Okay, I think this is just a theory here. I think the Fallon machine is very bulletproof.
Oh, Mike, this is definitely being sanitized. This is Big Fallon.
Yeah, this is Big Fallon right here.
You think he was hammered, allegedly?
I don't know, but there's no detail. No, I'm
because
curious
sober
about that.
People carry around a bottle of Jaeger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he went hammered. To the hospital. He had his hand bandaged up, but he was well enough to return to the party. And later he posted a photo with the caption, quote, "Nothing that a few Band-Aids couldn't fix." So Jimmy Fallon got hurt again, and I'm not sure exactly.
Hey, more like Jimmy Fallon. Am I right, ladies?
There you go. Oh, my God. The Martian had no trouble staying at number one at the box office because all the new movies that came out this weekend bombed big time.
I had a great moment. I was at the drugstore picking up some medicine. And the lady behind me was like browsing in the aisle, and she said to her, it had to be a lady and her sister because they were both old and they looked like, she said, "You want to go to the movies? I hear Martian is good." And
Martian.
And the sister says, "I haven't seen Martian. Let's go see Martian." And I just thought it's so funny. Why is it funny if you take off the and you just call it Martian?
It's the same reason it's fun when old people down here will talk about a restaurant that doesn't have the in front of it. And it's just like, "Well, we were going to go have it down there at the Olive Garden, but then we went to the Bonefish." We decided we'd go to the Bonefish instead.
Harv and I don't go to the Applebee's anymore.
Well, they told me I could only have a party of eight maximum, so we said, "Well, if that's the case, we'll take it right up to the Bonefish." That's where we're going to do it.
Choice
Thank
of sauces at the Bonefish.
Did I mention to you that I'm totally entitled? tomorrow I'll tell you about the whole weekend here. We didn't even get to that today, but it's terrific. Bill Murray's Rock the Casbah and Jem and the Holograms didn't even make the top 10. Jem brought in a mere $1.3 million, while Casbah grossed $1.5 million. Vin Diesel's The Last Witch Hunter brought in a measly $10.8 million on a $70 million budget.
Wow.
You know,
unless
maybe
he's driving cars.
Yeah, unless he's driving. But also, you know, hasn't Vin taken a trip down to Delusion Land a few months? You know, I mean, it seems like he's not really with it.
What happens is he liked the fact that he was the voice of Groot. He said, "You know what? I can do anything now. I'm a talking plant."
So The Last Witch Hunter brought in that, and it was fourth place. Paranormal Activity, The Ghost Dimension. What's that, the 30th Paranormal Activity?
I've seen it. I've seen it. It's the best movie I've ever seen. The Paranormal Activity, like the last one, too.
It's supposed to be the last movie in the franchise. That's a good thing. It had the lowest opening weekend of them all with $8.2 million, which was only good enough for sixth place.
Wow.
After a limited release the last 2 weeks, Steve Jobs finally opened nationwide and also underperformed. Wow. It only took in $7.2 million. You never know, do you, with movies?
No.
I mean, I'm interested by that in that Steve Jobs story, but I didn't have the urgency to go see it, and I thought a lot of people might.
I think that's a movie that screams home video. What happens is this is really, if nothing else, a commercial for The Martian. The Martian is still holding up. With all these movies they're throwing against it, it's a great film.
Yeah, it is.
I watched a pay-per-view over the weekend with Kurt Russell, Bone Tomahawk. I'll tell you all about that. You never know where you're going to find the most incredible, gratuitous violence in a film. You never know.
Wow.
But, this is one that I wouldn't show my wife.
Bone Tomahawk.
It's that gross. It was that horrible. It was truly
I like Kurt Russell.
Nasty. Yeah. Thank you very much. Why did I hit that?
The whole show's about Oscar today.
Nationwide, are you ready for the top 10 most popular costume searches? I think this is Google. I think this is what was Google.
Okay.
But it surprised me. And number one, I'm going to need some guidance because I got no idea.
So these are
number
not purchased. 10, these are the actual ones that are just searched online.
People that are looking for this to find out. Number 10 is Wonder Woman. Number 9, Joker. Number 8, Minions.
Oh, from
Minions. Little Yellow Guys.
The Little Yellow Guys. They had the cartoon.
Despicable Me.
Got it.
From Despicable Me, yeah.
Number 7 is a witch. Yeah, whatever. Number 6 is Minnie Mouse. Number 5 is Batman. Number 4, Pirate. Number 3, Superhero. Number 2, Star Wars. But at number 1, somebody help me with this, Harley Quinn.
Oh, it is a Batman villain.
Isn't it the Suicide
Squad?
Squad, yeah.
But it's a Batman villain, squad. Too, isn't it? And she's like a sexy Harlequin lady thing. Well, I was surprised number 11 did not make your list. Like, number 11, Jimmy Fallon's hand.
Jimmy Fallon's hand. And by the way, we got buttoned up for the Bernie Sanders, got the kid's suit ordered.
Oh, nice.
Bought him some hard lace-up shoes. That arrived. I got the Ben Franklin glasses for him, and we got the spray paint to make his hair white.
Oh, that's
Carla
so great.
Went and got a $14 button maker at Michael's. We're going to make a Bernie bumper, Bernie button that we're going to put on.
Can you make me a button that says Make America Dumb Again?
Make America Dumb Again. Rob, we need to get those hats.
I love that. Mm-hmm.
Trump, Make America Dumb Again. That's good. All right, very good. Remember that jerk CEO whose company raised the price of cancer drugs by 5,000%
last
month?
Yeah, yeah.
$14 a pill to $750 a pill. His name is Martin Shkreli. Shkreli. And the drug is called Daraprim. His company owns the patent, so no one else can make it, but there was a lot of backlash. He still hasn't dropped the price. He hasn't even said how much he's dropping it. Let me read that again. There was a lot of backlash. Everyone hated on him, and he promised to drop the price. He still hasn't done it, and he hasn't said how much he's going to drop it. But the good news is he's got some competition. A drug company in San Diego called Imprimis announced last Thursday they're going to start making a similar pill. It'll only cost $1.
Hey,
there you go. Good job, guys.
Cool.
It can't be exactly the same, so they're mixing the active ingredient with folic acid to get around the patent. It sounds like it probably won't replace Daraprim completely. A lot of people will still need to use the patented version, but it should work for some people, and it might make Shkreli's company lower the price more than they would have otherwise.
Good for them.
CEO of Imprimis says they're planning to do the same thing with other drugs where price gouging is a problem. Well, here's to that company. Remember them, Imprimis. I hope they do undercutting the guys that are screwing you. And now a little something. 33-year-old Taloa Foster of Ada, Oklahoma, was driving drunk last Wednesday.
Well, that's not okay.
At 8:45 a.m., so you know there's a problem. Plus, she had her twin 3-year-old sons in the truck with her. Apparently, one of the kids had gotten out of his car seat, and when she reached back for him, she somehow fell out of the truck. There you go.
Isn't that great? Oh, no. How does this...
Yeah, well, one of the 3-year-olds had to take the wheel. He steered across 4 lanes, crashed into a curb, and stopped the truck.
Wow.
Amazingly, no one was hurt, not Taloa when she fell out, not the kids when they crashed the truck. She was busted, and we should all learn the lesson. When you're driving drunk at 8:45 in the morning and your 3-year-old isn't in a car seat, please wear your seatbelt.
Thank you very much. Mike. What have I always told you?
Taloa Foster.
So wrong.
I wonder if they gave her kids back to her, you know? I guess they'd still be in foster care. Taloa Foster. Get it, ladies? Thank you. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Jump up. Joe, Halloween is coming up. What do you say we dress up as our favorite more broadcasting personality?
What, we're both going to go dressed as Mermelstein?
No, I'm going to go dressed as the Bride of Mermelstein.
The Bride of Mermelstein? The Wolfman is more believable.
Dude, that's mean. We can't have all the Mermelstein fans attacking us. They're very vicious people.
Yes, he might get upset.
The Rob and Joe Show. It's a new amazing show every week. RobandJoeShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the app, people. Get on it.
There you go. Where did they record that? Did they record that in our studio or did they do it in their studio?
That was done actually, Mike, in a castle.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by ZipRecruiter.com. I talked about our friend Neil, who is the owner and CEO of an urgent care in a Chicago suburb that signed up for ZipRecruiter after hearing it on this show. He spent 8 months looking for a nurse practitioner, physician assistant on other websites. He couldn't find anyone suitable. Within 4 weeks of posting on ZipRecruiter, he hired 2 PAs with great qualifications, and they've now been working with him for 2 months. In addition to the recruiting ability, they had a great platform that he loved that allowed him to rate and classify candidates in an organized fashion. So that's Neil. You want to be like him. Get yourself on ZipRecruiter.com, where you can post to over 100 job sites with a single click and instantly be matched to the best candidate from over 6 million resumes. 400,000 businesses have used ZipRecruiter. Just like Neil, shouldn't you give it a try? You can try ZipRecruiter today, and it's absolutely free. If you're like this guy and you want to hire somebody and do it the right way and do it with a great candidate that will last, go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS and get started. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Don't wait. Try it for free right now at ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Without further ado, let us... Oh, no, that's not what we want. We want to open that one up. Let's open up the audio vault with Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Mike, it was a big weekend, and I think Kirk Cousins is still excited.
You like that? You like that?
He's nice.
You know what? I saw that right away, and it got a great initial reaction.
It did.
From the Redskins fan base.
Solid memes.
Yeah.
Then people started really giving him some crap. Listen to me. Do you have any idea, outside of the Washington, D.C. market, the scrutiny that these guys that play quarterback for the Redskins are under? It's insanity.
It is.
It's absolute insanity. You get more people going, I don't think he should play. What are they doing, Kirkhead? Nobody. Nobody, as far as his level with a team that's playing at that level, has undergone more scrutiny. So he brought him back with one of the greatest comebacks in Redskins history.
The greatest,
and
the biggest.
He was he had his moment, and he was into it. And I love the fire in his belly. More power to him,
baby. I watched the entire game, and so I said halfway through, I'm like, what am I doing? Oh, I was just doing homework. That's fine.
Right.
This doesn't, I mean, it's not, it sucks they're losing, but I'm not going to, you know, shed a tear over it. It's just, it's disappointing. And I felt bad for the fans because I sat there. I was like, oh, like if you paid money to see that first half.
Right.
You, I mean, if someone looked at me, Mike, if we were at the game and you said it's time to go home, I would have left with you. Right.
You would have said yes. So many did. And believe me, that stadium was empty.
So when they came back,
that's the Redskins way, Mike.
And then I saw that one clip from Kirk Cousins. I was shocked he didn't use a profanity.
Yeah.
To say,
yeah,
absolutely.
Go F yourselves. Yep. This is what I can do.
I was charmed. Absolutely. I watched. I tuned in when they were down 24-0. I said, well, this isn't really much of a sporting contest. And then I checked back at the end of the game, and I watched the last 8 minutes, and my jaw was on the floor. It was a lot of fun.
By the way, you know, in my fantasy league, I didn't have any Redskins this week, but it didn't prevent me from cracking the top 10 in the Mike O'Mara Show FanDuel League, ladies and gentlemen.
Final results tomorrow, and also exclusive video of Mike counting his money.
I don't know if, you know, it depends obviously who's going in the Monday night game for any people that might be floating around out there. But, you know, I got a guy that helped me out. And if you're wondering, guy that helped me out, why I didn't mention you, it's because you're number one. And you put a different lineup in. Anyway, so I'm jealous.
That's right.
The way I roll.
What happened is he gave Mike a recipe, but he left out the mustard. It happens
all
the time.
You didn't give Mike enough.
There was a great moment on Jeopardy Friday night. The final Jeopardy category, Mike, was flowers.
Take a look. The flower pictured here is called this. Also, a disparaging term for people on the political left. Becky, we're going to start with you, and I have a feeling that you have found a way to insult liberals. Let's take a look at your response. What is a pansy? Yep, you found a way to insult liberals, and you are incorrect. So you're not doing yourself any good financially.
The answer, Mike, bleeding heart. It was a bleeding heart. Yeah, but she went with pansy. I like when... That reminded me of Ken Jennings?
That's such a great... back in my day, that was
a good word,
go-tos.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. Don't be such a pansy.
When Ken Jennings, it was a question about a unflattering term for a woman or a popular garden tool, he said, when they were looking for rake. I think they were looking for rake. Howie Mandel had an endoscopy, and he was high, and what had happened? His son taped him.
Howie, you thirsty for some juice?
He sang some derogatory about the Jews.
No. Juice to drink.
Juice.
Juice.
We are people too.
We're people too.
My son is coming to pick me up.
I'm your son's here.
My son.
How old is he, Howie?
I don't know, but he's on Tinder.
Is, but he's on Tinder. Howie is so funny. Genuinely and naturally funny. I remember, and I don't remember this. I was told this by my mom when I had my colonoscopy and I was still cruising. The physician's assistant said, no, don't do anything dangerous or requiring dexterity today. I said, and this I didn't remember saying it, I said, that's a shame. Tuesday is when I build birdhouses. And we close with this. Adele's new record is called Hello.
That's not my phone.
Hello.
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 Is that the phone? Did you get over the way this?
The phone, yeah, it's part of this mashup.
Oh, I get it.
I really want to hear her song.
Is it me you're looking for?
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Oh, you messed it up.
Hello.
This song, Mike, has
I agree.
52 million, maybe 55 now, who knows, in 2 days, and you hammed it up.
What? Yeah, I saw that song. I agree.
I'm sorry, Casey Kasem. We don't normally do the countdown here.
When a song almost has, when it has that type of traction, you want to play it.
Do you, have it, Rob?
Do you have it?
I don't.
Maybe tomorrow. Maybe you can give us a little real Adele tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll play you some Adele tomorrow.
I hate
to feel.
I have no idea. Let me tell you. We talked certainly about Top 40 last week.
Right.
I don't know why this song captured me, but it did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is.
Tears. It's, this man shed tears when he heard it.
There's something magical. That song is going to be a behemoth. It's going to be
just
huge.
Like the lady who sang it. That's your magic audio ball.
She lost weight. She's skinny now.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm sure.
Sure she is. That's it. Another Mike and Mary show is coming and gone.
You're
be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeOMara.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, email Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Hey, and when somebody asks for the Rob address on the fan page, guys, stop being such dicks.
Yeah, no shit.
Just
shtick.
Give them the right address.
Give
Did you see
them.
That thread?
Yeah.
That poor guy that was just trying to get a little information.
These people need hobbies.
But the guy should listen. The Mike O'Mara relies on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. Don't forget our Amazon MVP that is out there. We'll be telling you about that. We want you to do your Christmas shopping with us on Amazon. So please do that. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody. Bye-bye.
Hello. 70 million views.
Just a second. You're not going anywhere until I tell you that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, when you think Halloween, think Amazon and go through our website. Open eternally at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Amazon, good.
Just let me grab a lozenge.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.